This is Jay Sekulow. We're getting a live update from the United Nations.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right
to
now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Join us yesterday. You know, we got a live report right from the United Nations because that vote on the defamation of religion is taking place this week. We've got a full team at the UN. We're going right to the United Nations. Drew Ryan's on the phone. Drew, give us the latest. I know you've had some big meetings this morning. And where are you and what exactly is going on right now?
Jay, I am literally standing outside the General Assembly here at the UN. We have had an interesting set of meetings this morning, literally where we are chasing down permanent reps or members that handle the third committee here at the UN and actually having an opportunity to chat with them. In fact, we had a little extra time this morning and we swung in and talked with Liberia, who actually was a yes vote during the third committee. And, you know, it was providential in one sense, Jay, that the acting permanent rep was simply sitting at her desk as I walked in the front door and I said, may I have a moment of your time? So had a chance to explain what we thought were the serious flaws with this resolution. You know, we've even had time to reach out to these three OIC countries that voted to abstain in third committee, Cameroon, Burkina Faso, and Benin, and actually thank them for their vote and leave our memo with them. So I would say we've had great success here. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out on Thursday and see which countries continue to abstain and potentially which countries actually vote no.
So was this a vote switch then that you just received, or what is the ZAC status?
This is what we're working on with some of the outside groups is we want to get Liberia and some of these others like Cameroon to either continue to abstain or actually vote no. So we're hoping to switch Liberia from a yes vote from the third committee to an abstain by the General Assembly. And what we're doing is with the other Latin American Caribbean countries, we're simply trying to keep them at the same votes that they cast in the third committee, whether it was no or abstain, and make sure that their voting pattern stays consistent in the General Assembly. If that does, Jay, if that pattern continues, we're going to have another victory as far as we're going to see reduced numbers for the OIC.
That was what I was going to ask you next. Is there the potential here for even more no's and abstentions than what we saw at the third reading?
You know what? I think there is, Jay, and here's why. And you're seeing the press releases as well. We're seeing some of these rapporteurs, those who handle the various issues here at the UN, whether it's international religious freedom or international free speech, actually come out here in the last 24 to 48 hours and make public statements against the defamation of religion's resolution by name. And you know what? That's creating a little bit of a buzz up here at the UN.
Yeah, we've got a report on that right now.
That's right. You look at these other organizations, international organizations that have gotten involved here now, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, that's the OSCE, the Organization of American States, the OAS, and the African Commission on Human and People's Rights, the ACHPR. These are other watchdog groups as part of the United Nations who have now gotten involved in this issue. So, here's what we said, folks. At first, there's not a lot of attention on the defamation of religion resolution. But when you bring that attention onto what this really does and you get other groups involved, this isn't a partisan issue. This is not a Christian issue. This is an issue of freedom for everyone across the world. But it took a Christian organization standing up and saying how wrong this is for these other organizations to get on board.
Because now you've got groups from the left and the right. And, Drew, we've only got very few seconds left here. But the fact is, we're starting to see support across the ideological spectrum for our position here.
We are, because the core principles remain the same, and we're finding a lot of groups that agree with us and are fighting with us to beat this thing back.
All right, very good. Drew Ryan calling you from the United Nations live. He'll give us a live update tomorrow. Vote looks like it's going to be Thursday or Friday, folks. So we'll keep everybody posted. We're poised for a victory here. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. How big of a deal do you think this is? How big of a threat do you think this is? And what does it mean for religious freedom if you're allowed to have a law passed by the United Nations prohibiting the, quote, defamation of religion? All that happens at the same time that the president just 2 days ago is insulted. And they really insulted all of us with that shoe-throwing incident in Iraq. What does all that mean? 1-800-684-3110. Taking your calls and wanting your comments. But we want you to sign on to that petition right now.
If folks call right now, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number. You also get the copy of the DVD. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
This is it. This week, a decisive vote expected at the United Nations. A vote that puts Christians at great risk worldwide. The Organization of the Islamic Conference is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. This anti-Christian measure endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically, criminalize the proclamation of the gospel.
A vote on this troubling resolution is now just days away, scheduled to take place this week at the UN. The American Center for Law and Justice already has heard from nearly 400,000 people opposing this dangerous resolution. There's still time to have your voice heard at the UN General Assembly. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And if you call today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Stand up to protect the Christian faith and get your free DVD on the Holy Land. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to share with you one of the most inspiring and life-changing places in the world. The ACLJ has prepared a special DVD on Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We put together a very dynamic DVD special on Israel, and I want to send it to you.
It's a powerful behind-the-scenes look at a nation that means so much to Christians.
It shows you the work we're doing there. It gives you a behind-the-scenes look as to what's going on. It takes you to a number of the historic sites, interviews with some of the leading government officials in Israel.
And now you can get this two-hour DVD presentation on the Holy Land free of charge. The ACLJ's gift to you. Call now 1-877-989-2255.
I want to encourage you to call the number right now and let this be our gift to you.
That's 1-877-989-2255.
This is something you're going to want to have for your library. It's a great resource for your Bible study groups. This is something you're going to want to have.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Yesterday we reported on the broadcast as well, victory for students that were involved in a trying to get an artwork project done that had Merry Christmas in it. They were denied. ACLJ went to work, got that resolved. Bible study group told they could not have their Bible study meeting as a Christian Bible club because that, in fact, would result in a, here you go, would result in a situation where you have to have a variety among all religions had to be discussed. We got that resolved in the church zoning matter. That one was resolved as well. So a couple of great victories to report there, and they're all available, by the way, at aclj.org. And if you want to make a donation at the end of the year here to the American Center for Law and Justice, best way for you to do it, go right to the website, aclj.org. It's right there in the main section of the website. It says donate to the ACLJ. We encourage you to do that. Now, I want to make sure every one of you understand that we are 48 hours away from a vote at the United Nations on this defamation of religion action. And I believe, you heard what Drew said, we're starting to see some real peel off here. Additional votes going our way. I've got a full team in New York right now working the General Assembly of the UN. Very aggressive on this, and we could see a victory. Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones, though, and you become part of our team. You actually, in a sense, are going with us to New York. We want to have 400,000 signatures by the time this is done. We will have that, I believe, Lord willing, by Thursday afternoon before the final vote comes in. But here's where we need everybody's help. You go to your phones right now. You call this number. You add your name of support to this petition, and we're going to send you a great DVD that we have.
Folks, we want you to call right now, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. You can call it again right now to get your copy of that free DVD. It's, again, absolutely free, as well as just add your name to the growing support against the defamation of religion resolution. Call right now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go back to the phones. Tom's calling from Ohio on line three. Tom, welcome to JSecio Live.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hi, Tom. Good.
My question was, why don't I hear this information on the regular media? I've been following you guys for over a month concerning this. I hear nothing of it on the regular media.
Well, it's starting to, you know, it's one of these things. That's why we're glad we have Christian media, because you're not going to see this in most mainstream medias. Although, I will say these reports are starting to be released, but they're not coming out in the major press. You've got this major story today where a lot of the liberal groups are agreeing with our position on this, and it's not making the news that we would hope but we are seeing, we've been able to create the enthusiasm behind defeating this.
Yeah, I mean, some of it is just not an easy issue to explain. There are other problems going on right now, which sometimes they're going to take more focus, especially in the holiday season. People losing their jobs, the economy going into the new year, as well as what happened, of course, in Iraq. Things like that are going to take center stage in the news, like what happened with the press conference with President Bush. But at the same time, now you're seeing activist groups on both sides, and that's always a good sign, on the right and now the left, talking about the defamation of religion resolution. And when you see that, Tom, when you start to see that movement, it will start to get reported. And I think it will get more reporting after the vote on Thursday. Usually the mainstream press is going to wait till that General Assembly vote. They don't cover every single committee vote. That's our job to do, and that's why we have this broadcast, is so we can bring you these kind of news stories and these kind of issues to get you engaged and get you involved.
Here's what we want you to do, folks. As Jordan mentioned, you go ahead and sign that petition right now to go with us to the UN. Make your voice be heard. We're going to see a victory here. I really believe it. But we also want to make sure that you understand the significance of what's going on here. Here's the phone number. Add your name to this petition, and I'm going to get you this DVD. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Now, let me ask you this question. We want to know what's going on in your community, especially with regard to the Christmas season. You want to talk to us about that, or you want to talk to us about the situation at the United Nations, the Supreme Court of the United States? What's ahead for the Obama administration? 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Let's go back to the phones. Linda is calling from California on line two. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for taking my
sure.
call. We have signed your petition, but I've got a question with regards to a video that I saw last Monday, December the 8th, with the National Press Club in D.C. with regards to Obama's citizenship. And I understand that Alan Keyes has filed a lawsuit because all they're asking for is a documentation.
Yeah, and so far the Supreme Court has rejected. In fact, even today, a specific request came up. It was conferenced on Friday. They announced this morning that they're not going to hear it. So the Supreme Court does not think there's anything to this. Jordan, you've been following this a little bit, but there does not appear to be a real claim here. I know a lot of people are talking about it. There doesn't appear to be a real claim.
Not one that the Supreme Court is going to take. There's two more that'll come the Supreme Court's way that they'll have to make a decision on. And then after those two, of course, the first two they've gotten the Supreme Court have been, they have not decided to hear those. There'll be two more. They can make that decision as well. But I think it's one of those issues where it's all about the evidence and whether the evidence exists to disprove a citizenship claim.
It's very tough. And I don't think it's there. I think we need to be, look, I think that's done. I think it's over with. I think the president-elect will become the president of the United States. We need to pray for him. And then we need to support him where his issues are right and challenge him where his issues are wrong. And I think that's the right response. And I want to know, what do you think about that issue? What do you do when the president makes a decision you agree with? What do you do when you disagree? How do you engage? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Also, how big of a threat do you see, as we're winding on the down on the situation with the defamation of religion, how big of a threat do you think radical Islam is to the United States and to the proclamation of the gospel? 1-800-684-3110. 110. Also, you're going to be getting some information out. We filed briefs in that Proposition 8 series of cases out in California. And the reason we filed those cases, the will of the people has been thwarted there, folks. I mean, even regardless of your position on same-sex marriage, the fact of the matter is that when you look at a situation like what happened in California, you basically have judges replacing the people. And that is a dangerous development. Washington State, interesting development yesterday, Jordan. They've decided, because Fred Phelps wanted to put up a monument in the Capitol Square grounds, the governor decided no more monuments in the Washington State Capitol.
That's right. After those all the monuments they were accepting there in Washington State Capitol.
Including the atheist one.
Yeah, they took the atheist monument. They'd taken the Christian monuments as well. And finally, the governor said enough is enough. You had groups that started to submit ideas for monuments that were just jokes. And then, of course, Fred Phelps comes along. And that's why those policies are very difficult to actually have in these state houses. When you really do open it up to let everyone do anything they want, it starts to get absolutely ridiculous.
We also are following the situation where the Federal Reserve sued for funding Sharia products, and that is because the federal government's making some attempts directly there. Back on the Washington State issue for a moment, Fred Phelps may not be known to, by the way, this organization, Fred Phelps is a Westboro Baptist, They're the ones that have that hate-filled material that's out there. But they also had the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which you've been following for years, sent out the first barb on this when they put their statute up, which said, no gods, atheists rule, no angels, no miracles.
That's right. They were the first to do it. Then you get Fred Phelps involved, and the governor got a lot of criticism there, but they decided to have this forum where they opened everything up. So that's what happened there. You see what happens when you start letting everyone put up everything they want, and it started to get really ridiculous when you saw some of these requests were put in. Let's go back to the phones. John's calling from North Carolina on line two. John, welcome to JSecuel Live.
Hi, John.
Good afternoon. Hi. I wholeheartedly agree with you on we should pray whether or not we believe what he's doing or not, whether or not we support, you know, what his issues are, because we have an obligation to obey the word, not follow our own hurt feelings about anything.
Well, I think that's right. Look, we're going to pray for President-elect Obama, pray for his family. I did the day he won the election, and I prayed for his family, and I think that's the right thing to do. Now, we're not going to hesitate to challenge on an issue as those come up, and I think there will be many. Right now, he's got his hands full with the economy, and that seems to be taking center stage. The issue you've got to be concerned with here, though, is will Congress make a move on the Fairness Doctrine? Will Congress make a move on the Freedom of Choice Act? That's the real concern here.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that defeating any of this in the House, the Senate, is going to be really difficult.
Tough.
I mean, the first 2 years, if those pieces of legislation go through, which Barack Obama has said he will. Those were the first pieces of legislation he wants to sign, the Freedom of Choice Act. Now, the House has got to pass it. The Senate has to pass it. And it's very difficult right now to defeat that. But what will Nancy Pelosi, will Harry Reid bring those issues to the forefront when we're in an economic crisis? And now everyone is calling it that, an economic crisis into the holiday season where there is the highest unemployment, the most people are losing their jobs in the last 40 years. Now, we'll see how the Christmas season does with the retailers, but for all signs are saying that's not looking so good either, which means you could see more layoffs after the first of the year with a lot of big corporations, companies that employ a lot of people. That right there may be enough to stall some of this legislation until the midterm elections. So for a couple of years, because of the focus, it's going to have to be on the economy. If that happens, we'll have to go back to the elections and try to get pro-life members of Congress in the House and the Senate elected.
And that's going to be a challenge in and of itself, although a number of the Democrats that got elected are pro-life, so we'll see how that plays. Hey, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. As we do, you go to your phones right now. We've got 48 hours left. That's it until this vote on the issue of, and this is huge, folks, the issue, of course, the defamation of religion. 48 hours left. You become part of our team in New York. Call this toll-free number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. When you call that number, I'm also going to send you a great DVD, 2 hours, shot in Israel. We encourage you to get that as well. 1-877-989-2255. Sign on that petition, get that DVD. And if you want to make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice, go to ACLJ.org and do it online. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 month of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com. This is it. This week, a decisive vote expected at the United Nations. A vote that puts Christians at great risk worldwide. The Organization of the Islamic Conference is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. This anti-Christian measure endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak out about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death.
Basically, criminalize the proclamation of the gospel.
A vote on this troubling resolution is now just days away, scheduled to take place this week at the UN. The American Center for Law and Justice already has heard from nearly 400,000 people opposing this dangerous resolution. There's still time to have your voice heard at the UN General Assembly. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And if you call today, we'll send you the ACLJ's DVD on Israel, a special look at the Holy Land, free of charge. Stand up to protect the Christian faith and get your free DVD on the Holy Land.
Folks, I'm approving right now, literally, as we're on the air, an email that I'm going to send out to all of you that get our ACLJ's emails, and that is an update on this defamation of religion. We're expecting the vote, by the way, Jordan, what did they say, in Thursday or Friday? And that's probably definitely going to be this week.
That's right. It'll definitely be this week. We'll get to see how many yes votes, how many abstentions, how many no votes.
To define a victory here, and this is what I need everybody to understand as we get ready to do this, if you have more no's and abstentions than yeses, what impact does that have on the OIC?
It's a big impact on the OIC because that means...
The Organization of the Islamic Conference.
That's right. That means that there's a growing resistance to the resolution. That means that there are countries who have said, basically, we're not voting yes or no right now. We're not ready to vote yes, and we're not ready to vote no yet either. Some of those countries we talked about with Drew, they're not ready to necessarily switch their vote to no, which could upset a lot of their allies, but they'll abstain this time. Which sends a message to the OIC, which is that you may not be able to get this resolution through. This may end up being a defeat. But again, this is all very UN-focused ways of how these resolutions go through. It's very different than regular legislative action because a country can vote by abstaining, which is a recorded abstention. It's not like you just don't show up. You actually record that abstention.
We need to also let everybody know what the effect of this is. They have this resolution that says it's no defamation of religion, and you're in a Muslim country that's and the UN's adopted this as a General Assembly vote. What is your risk if you were engaged in evangelism in a Muslim country and you had the defamation of religion as a UN resolution?
The risk to you is that you won't be that the in these countries you'll be able to be treated as a criminal under a UN human rights resolution. So going there and not necessarily even saying anything about Islam, but just talking about another faith, would allow countries who are part of the OIC to treat you as a criminal. That means criminal sanctions, criminal penalties for defaming religion.
And of course,
so that's all under the United Nations. So they would not be violating any human rights laws, which guarantee the freedom of religion and the freedom to talk about religion. They would be able to prosecute people as criminals under a UN resolution.
And apostasy under Sharia law is a death sentence. So you realize what's at play here, folks. It is hugely significant. Here is the phone number, and I want to encourage you to go with us to New York. We're at over 385,000. Our goal was 400,000, and we're very, very close. But I need you, every one of you that are listening today that have not yet signed on this petition, to do so right now. Here's the number, and I'm going to send you this great two-hour DVD we shot in Israel. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's go back to the phones. You want to talk to us? 1-800-684-3110. Lisa's calling from California on line 6. Lisa, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jay. How are you? I've been listening to you for years. My first time on the air.
Thanks,
well,
Lisa.
Great.
Yeah, hi. I was calling in response to two things that you said. One, I don't think there's anything to this Obama claim. I think Alan Keyes has sour grapes over losing the Senate seat years ago to him. The Secretary of Health and Human Services in Hawaii's examined his birth certificate, found it to be authentic. I agree with you. I think we should just pray because nothing happens except God allows it. And if God allowed him to win this election, then we need to stand behind him and pray. Just as I pray for Bush every day, I pray for President-elect Obama. And I think it makes our nation look divided when we have all this infighting. We need
I'll tell you something. I think we're going to have plenty of challenges on administrative policies down the road, Lisa. I don't doubt that for a moment. We're going to engage those fully. But you're right. As a Christian, our obligation is to pray for those in authority. You do that. Doesn't mean, like you say, on an issue where we disagree, we're going to fundamentally come out against the position. Now, interestingly, I don't think that President-elect Obama's position on the defamation of religion would be any different than the current U.S. administration's position is, which this is a bad law.
That's right. And these are the kind of issues we have to make sure that we are not so divided that we can't unite to fight against these bigger battles, worldwide battles against the international organizations like the OIC, which is why, Lisa, I think you're right. You have to look first for issues that you agree on, that you can fight on together. That doesn't mean that you give a pass to the other issues, and when abortion issues come up and those other issues come up, that you don't fight back. But you also want to look to issues that you can work together on. And that's this is one of those unifying issues where people around the world, in the Western world and democratic world, people who work for freedom and want freedom for all people, regardless of what they believe or what they choose not to believe, want to fight against this defamation of religion resolution. Let's go back to the phone again, 1-800-684-3110. Steve's calling from Kentucky on line two. Steve, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hey, guys, I just want to make one point. This is extremely important, and what this is doing, the Christians and the Jews around the world have to unite because this is setting the stage for end-time prophetic events, and Christians are always persecuted now. I mean, they're persecuted now, so that just sets the stage for them to be persecuted even more and to be blocked out of these countries, or if they do go in to preach the Word of God and the gospel, then they can throw them in jail, and they can, you know, they can behead them or whatever the case may be.
Well, that's why we're fighting so aggressively on this, and I hope that, Steve, you signed on with us because, literally, it is a life-and-death struggle that we're up against here. I am optimistic, by the way, that when that vote takes place on Thursday or Friday, we're going to see a win. But I think we've got to be prepared to fight aggressively. And that's where, again, every one of you that are listening, join with me, Jordan, and really, 385,000, probably close to 388,000, now 87,000 anyways. We want to get to 400,000 by Thursday for this vote. Go ahead and give us a call, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Let's go back to the phones. Clayton's calling from Georgia on line three. Clayton, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Clayton.
Hey, Jake. Listen, great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The President of the United States is even, he's not even in office yet, and he's getting dragged from 50,000 different directions. I think I've seen various interviews where the left just keeps trying to drag him back over there. They're mad because of some of the people that he's trying to appoint in different to different levels. But I think you're 100% correct. We need to pray for him. We need to fast for him. We need to support him when he's doing the right thing and pull his coattail when he's not doing right.
Well, I think that here's what we've got. I mean, first of all, you've got an economic crisis that is of huge proportions. You've got an international crisis brewing right now. You know, let's not forget what happened in Mumbai, India just a couple of weeks ago. So the new president-elect is our president. Now, you may not agree with, like you said, Clayton, there may be a number of policies. I'm sure there will be policies that they're going to announce that we're going to say wrong. We're going to, like you said, you're saying pull his coattails. I'm going to say, look, legally this is incorrect. We need to fight this in court. But he's the president-elect of the United States, and for all of our sakes, we want him to be successful. And I think, look, the left is upset because he's putting a pretty centrist cabinet together. Now, how long that'll stay that way, we'll see. But that's, you know, look, he's going to govern from the center because that's what most of them do when they're presidents of the United States, and especially with these major issues. Let's try to grab one more call. Thanks for calling in, Clayton. Let's try to grab one more call.
Let's go to Joanne calling from Texas on line six. Joanne, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello. I think the largest corporation in America needs to be addressing their shortcomings and budgets, and that's the U.S. federal government.
Well, the spending issues, I think, have come home to roost. But to deal with them, we are in an economic crisis of proportions we cannot even imagine, I'm afraid. I was with some friends last night at dinner, and I will tell you, I'm very, very concerned. No, you got the big three automakers that may not succeed. That affects our military, by the way. You got to understand that because where GM goes, they're the Hummer. There are a lot of these parts. It could be very, very serious. But the end result, and this is what's so important, folks, is we got to keep our eye on the issues that are before us for today. And the issue that we have to be concerned with in our jurisdiction here at the ACLJ is this defamation of religion action. I want to ask you to do two things. Jordan's going to give you all the information in a moment how you could stand with us. You could also go to aclj.org and make a year-end contribution online. If everyone was listening to us right now, made a $5, $10, or $25 gift to the ACLJ, it'd make a huge difference as we continue to beef up our staff, especially on the international level. But folks, you need to stand with us at the UN. Jordan's going to tell you how this is, why this is so important. This really is the critical time.
Call right now, folks. This is a battle you want to engage in. You want to get the free copy of this DVD. You want to stand with the over 380,000 people who are standing against this defamation of religion resolution. But this is the time to act. The vote Thursday or Friday this week. So stand up, get this DVD as well. Call right now, absolutely free, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call. Write it down, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, but I encourage you, call 877-989-2255.